Across Sussex, there are nearly 60,000 households living in fuel poverty, according to government figures. That's why every year the Sussex Community Foundation joins the national campaign to persuade pensioners who feel they don't need their heating allowance to donate it so it can be redistributed. One of this year's recipients is Valerie Mainstone from Hove.
I suffer from arthritis, so it's very important that I do keep myself warm, but heating an old-fashioned flat is a problem.
Yes, we're in your living room. You've got, as many people in Hove and Brighton have, very high ceilings, the old traditional windows, which cannot be replaced with double glazing. So what sort of issues does that cause in terms of keeping your flat as warm as you would like it to be during the winter?
Well, high ceilings mean that the heat will rise, of course, and you have to be as draft-proof as you possibly can, and just generally take every measure you're able to save the heat as much as you can. Most older people are perfectly well able to budget, but when you are on a limited income, you haven't got money spare left over, you know.
How big a difference would you say it's made to your life since you've received the money?
It's made a huge difference because I've never been able to save on the benefits that I receive. I can live on them, but there's no spare. I can't think about going away on holiday or replacing my wardrobe or anything like that. And when it comes to buying Christmas presents for my grandchildren or Easter eggs for my grandchildren, then that stretches the money. It's nice to be able to do those things, at least modestly, you know.
There is the thought that the winter fuel allowance could be means tested, so not everybody would receive it. Do you think if that were to happen, you would receive more, you would be in a better position because the money could then be targeted towards those in real need?
I think that would be a fairer way of doing it because although people are kind enough to donate, they can't possibly reach all the people who are in need. Personally, I would prefer it to be means tested and to be sure that it went to the right people.
But Helen, who lives in Lewes and has contributed her heating allowance for the past few years, takes a different view.
Thought of people being cold is, I always find saddening if they're cold and hungry. I was particularly pleased it was something local, and it seemed from what they said that there would be not too much admin costs and going to the people who needed it.
The government might think about means testing this benefit in the future. Would that be a better way of doing it, do you think?
Well, the worry for that would be as to whether the money would go to people in need. One of the nice things about this is that one knows that it does. On the other hand, maybe a lot of people who could give it away who don't. Perhaps they don't know about it or don't think about it. I don't feel I need it in the sense that if I didn't have it, I wouldn't be cold. So therefore, it seemed a good thing to give it away. I have shown the leaflet that I get with it to friends who are interested. I've always been rather economical by nature, and as I get older, my needs are fairly small, and I live fairly modestly so that I can manage without it. I'm surprised they say that there are quite so many people in Sussex who do need it.
The Conservative, Lib Dem and Labour parties all say they'll consider means testing universal benefits after the next election.